All right, back to it at a breakneck pace, of course, in the program. A lot of other things to talk about besides what's going on in D.C. Here in Michigan, there's a move of what we're told to force unionization again. What does that mean? Well, Charlie Owens is here, State Director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses in Michigan. Charlie, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
So when you say a forcing of unionization, what do you mean?
Well, this has to do with the licensing of marijuana growers and retailers. As you know, that's something that was legalized in Michigan. And our organization, NFIB, has never taken a position on that. However, in developing the rules for the businesses in this new industry, there was some language slipped in that basically says they can't have a license to operate from the state of Michigan, which means they can't operate, unless they sign a labor peace agreement with a labor union.
What was the labor peace agreement? What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of like the old protection rackets. It's basically says, you know, if you'll sign this, we won't strike your business, we won't do a work stoppage, we won't do all these things that we would otherwise do if you just sign this peace agreement. Now, keep in mind, the state's requiring it before a business can get a license to operate. And if you read the peace agreements that, of course, California and New York have already tried to do this, there's a surprise. And if you look at the one that's actually being used in New York, what it says is what the employer signs says that the employer has to set up a meeting between the employees and a union representative in a private room at the business. Then he has to tell the employees that he doesn't have any, you know, he doesn't care if they unionize or not. He can't say anything against the union. Then he leaves, and then the union organizer and the employees are in the room, and he has them sign cards, and if he gets a majority of cards, they're in the union. No secret ballot election, no opportunity for both parties to discuss the benefits or the detriments of a union. It's just basically, it's not a labor peace agreement. It's basically a surrender agreement. And you can't go into business in this state unless you have this agreement with this labor union. That's what the rules say.
Well, it sounds illegal to me.
Well, it probably is, and I suspect there'll be litigation. But the point is, what business does the state of Michigan have forcing this on an employer, making it so that if they want their day in court, they have to go through the court system? If, you know, we've got a right to work state here, if unions are such a great deal, and they may be for some businesses, and that's fine, then they should go in there and have to convince the employees of the value of belonging to the union. And if the employer has a different opinion, they have an opportunity to give that opinion. That's the way it's supposed to be done. But it's much easier if you can just force everybody to go into the union, whether they want to or not.
Right. Force them in. And so, do you see this as a bigger movement?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like I said, we as an organization don't have a position on the marijuana industry, but here's, you might say, well, then why are you involved in this? And the answer is simple. Do you know how many business licenses are required in this state for businesses, primarily small businesses? It's in the hundreds. So if you can do this to this industry, then the next time the license comes up for, let's say, a barber shop or restaurants usually have to have licenses and permits, you can just slip the same language in. It says, well, wait a minute now. Before you get your license to operate, you need to have this labor peace agreement with a labor union. So that's the reason that we're concerned about it, is we just see this as just the beginning of forced unionization, which we saw under the previous Granholm administration, by the way. So this is not the first. So if someone says, well, you're paranoid, Charlie, that'll never happen. Well, it did happen. It happened under the Granholm administration for daycare workers and home health care workers, where one day they got their check from the state because they received payments from the state for some people who receive assistance, and there were union dues taken out. They had no idea they were in a union.
And all of a sudden they were in a union without notification. Now, how did that end up?
Well, after years of work in the legislature by ourselves and other groups and the good work by the Mackinac Center in the court system, we finally got the whole thing undone for both the daycare workers and the home health care workers.
Well, aren't we a right-to-work state? I mean, it doesn't. I mean, wouldn't that preclude this conversation that you and I are having?
Well, certainly, because here's what the unions would say. They'd say, well, yeah, but when the labor organizer is in the room with those employees, if they don't want to be in the union, they just don't give them a card. You want to be that employee, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's intimidation, and that's what it is. And if that's the way that they have to get members, then I have to question the value proposition of the union.
Fair enough. All right, so I guess my question to you is at this point, I'll give you the last word, Charlie. Charlie Owens here, State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business in Michigan. Where do we go from here?
Well, these are draft rules. They're going to go through a rulemaking process. Senator Nesbitt over in the Senate had a hearing on it Thursday of last week, and he raked them over the coals on it. It's clear that this is not going to be an easy thing for them to try to do. We're going to fight it tooth and nail.
Fair enough, and it's going to be a tough fight, it sounds like. And we'll see where it goes from there. Charlie, a good conversation as always.
Well, thank you, Steve.
All right, Charlie Owens, everybody, here on the program. Still to come, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel of the RNC talking about what's going on. Of course, she's from Michigan, is Ronna, and she'll be coming up here in just a moment. Coming up in January, I invite you to join me if you want to drop some weight. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, kicking off the new year with the new you. Get through Christmas, do all of that, but if you've been thinking about losing weight, there's a custom plan for you. Not fake replacement shakes and weird meals, no, nothing like that, or fasting for, you know, 24 hours a day, nothing like that, and no liquid diet. It's real food, really good, and really custom for you. Go to GruberHealth.com if you want to know more. GruberHealth.com. I'm going to try it again. January 6th. It's a Monday. You want to join me? Then do it. GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. We'll be right back.